I'm a billionaire.
Billionaire? Please, you're worth 700 mil on the high side. And most of that is borrowed or tied up and underwater. That's why you ain't releasing your taxes, Trump. You're cash poor.
Say that again. I dare you.
You are cash poor.
Absolutely correct, sir.
You're listening to the Brit Summers Show.
Here's a story about Baby-O, Daddy-O, and
Mama.
Sarah Carmen passed away, and another chunk of my childhood is on the coroner's floor. When this album came out, it was a giant raspberry, and it was scented, and it smelled like raspberries for years, for a long time. Never got tired of this song, and I still ain't. Before he started writing and producing weepy songs. He was a good rocker. He was a good pop rocker. And I'm going to have another one of his songs coming up in a few moments. But I just want to reminisce here because this was a high school song of mine. And it reminds me of the day I started to smoke. Okay? I had an standing agreement with my father, who was a very heavy smoker at the time, didn't want me to smoke. I said, worry not, Dad. I'm not going to smoke cigarettes until they make cherry-flavored cigarettes.
As if that's going to happen.
And what did I do? Why, they made cherry-flavored cigarettes. And I think the name of the product was Winchester's. I'm not sure what it was. It was a mini cigar. It looked like a cigarette or the other way around or whatever it is. But it did taste like cherries. And the secondhand smoke smelled like cherries. It didn't smell like a cigarette. You know what it smelled like? Pipe smoke. Okay? I think that's what was in there. Pipe tobacco. So, see, me and my big mouth. And then in the Navy, I had to man up and smoke either Luckies or Camels and roll them up in your sleeve.
Yeah!
And then while I was in the Navy, a brand of cigarette came out called Lemon Twists. It was supposed to be a cigarette that tasted like lemony fresh mouthwash. So if you smoked these cigarettes, you always had fresh breath and felt spankin' fresh anew. So I bought a whole carton of them. Back in those days, it wasn't that much, but those things burned a hole in my lungs. You could see right through my chest, like a big round hole. And I quickly gave them away to somebody. Oh, they were awful. Awful!
That's terrible.
Lemon Twists. And they weren't around for a long time either. And then after that, I had to give my lungs a break. After that, I pretty much was a Winston smoker because they taste good like a cigarette should. I switched to Doral's for a while because they were a bargain brand. They were cheap. And that didn't last long. Then it became a major brand. And so I said, why am I paying this much? I might as well go back to Winston's. And then I got cancer. Yeah, it's related to that. Hi, everybody. It's the Brit Summer Show on Skyhawk Radio, iTunes, Amazon, TuneIn, Patreon, SoFlo Channel, Acast, Radio Public, Listen Notes, Zencaster, and Pocket Cast, and my all-time favorite, Substack. Also, thebritneysummershow.com. Yes, I'm broadcasting live from the pit of man's fears. And just a couple of notes I want to catch up on from the last show. I'm getting a lot of positive response for the music half of the show, which is great. It's good for me and entertaining for you. I ain't no regular oldies programmer. No. I'm not 19 years old no more. That's what they're using on Sirius XM on their oldie station. And what they use like 20-something kids who have no idea what classic music is supposed to sound like or what it was. There's five, maybe six songs they play on FM oldie stations. I gotta give the cable stations a little credit. They get a little rare at times. I mean, they come out of the top 40 and go to the deep, bubbling under 100. Once in a while, they do that. But primarily, these 20-somethings program an oldie station with these main songs. That's five or six songs. It's Rock On by David Essex. Oh, God. Terry Jacks, Season in the Sun. Oh, it makes me nauseous to even say the names. Build Me a Buttercup, which is usually in Foundations. That's about as far back as they'll go to 1969. Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Toenail. And, of course, the Ozempic song.
Never!
Yes, it was Pilot that did that song. That is as far back as they really ever go. Because that's all they know. You know, they got the same booklet, the same manual. Yeah, here you go. See, you see this book? Yeah, that is as far back as they really ever go. That's it. That's all. There's your oldies right there. So I like to do the history behind it, and I like to show you the magic of the variety of songs that we grew up with. The other thing is the rhythm and blues bebop bands, which was my last show. I got so much more of that. I don't know. I've been promising Ernie I was going to do the top 40 from November 1965, which had the Gentrys on the charts, and for his favorite song. And he's been such a big contributor to the show. I was going to do it. So I guess I'll do that this week. And then on the next show, I'll do one more bebop rhythm and blues segment. Because I really enjoyed that. It's a real toe-tapper. So I'm a little bit embarrassed that I opened with Go All The Way. Well, much as I like it, but it's been overplayed. The one that gets less airplay and deserved a lot more, especially in 1974 when, with the exception of a few songs, it mostly sucked. 74 was a really bad year for music. I know people will disagree with me, but God. That was like Three Dog Night's most embarrassing song. The show must go on. It started off like a circus. It used to be a pretty progressive heavy band, and then went to this. It was bad. The one, in my opinion, of course, they don't got enough airplay. And by enough, I don't know what that infinite number would be. But here it is, Eric Carmen and the Raspberries, before he started writing Weepy Song.
If we were old, we wouldn't have to be worried tonight. Baby, oh, I wanna be with you so bad. Yeah, I wanna be with you. Oh, baby, oh, I wanna be with you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanna be with you. Well, tonight, the night.
The hit he had after that was All By Myself. It's like, well, you know, the band broke up, so it kind of makes sense that he put that song in the air. But oh my God, that's something they play in a torture chamber. When they put you in a rubber room and they play it over and over and over again, that's what it was like in 1975 with that song. I mean, that's one of those songs like really nice to listen to once. I just want to touch on one other thing before I get started. So it seems I already got started. What me? Mimi, the pretty cat's here.
And that is on Netflix. It's called Resident Alien. It's actually airing on the Skiffy Network, Sci-Fi. It's still on the air. They're doing a new season. And, I was having I approached a binge desert. You know, I pretty much binged all the shows I wanted to see. And then I came upon this thing. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't really expect it, what it was. It's a brilliant show. It's first of all, it's written by one of the Family Guy writers. It has a lot of Family Guy people involved, and also special guest stars like George Takei and others. It makes it fun to watch. And you have to, sometimes it's just their voice, so you have to guess who it is. Special guest star voices. It's about an alien who they came to this planet many times before, but something went wrong with his ship. So he crashed here, and tell me if this doesn't sound like... Okay, first of all, it's a dramedy, but it's extreme. When it's dramatic, it's extremely dramatic. When it's funny, you'll laugh your ass off. It's fucking hilarious. George would have loved that show. George would have loved Resident Alien. Anyway, it's a combination of my favorite Martian and Dennis the Menace. Watch it and you'll see what I'm talking about. And I don't like shows with children in and with kids, but the kid in this is rotten. He's a little son of a bitch. Anyway, it's about an alien who doesn't come to Earth. He's surveilling it in preparation to vaporize all humanity. Now, that's his mission here. And his spaceship crashes in Colorado. And when it starts out, he's like a really mean alien. He does mean things. And he murders a guy. And he assumes his identity, which is where the real show really begins. And I'm not going to tell you too much, but he learns to speak the Earth language, the English language, by watching 20 seasons of Law and Order and listening to Jerry Orbach. There's no way to describe it, but I binged it. I could watch the 2.5 seasons again, and there's still more to come on that thing. Boy, is that funny. It gets a little soapy and a little long in places and stuff, but man, when the action starts, it's there's a lot of action and mainly real funny stuff. I highly recommend that to my listeners. So do I have a little bit of good news for a change?
Yes!
And it comes from the Washington Post. DeSantis faces pushback in Florida as voters tire of war on woke. Conservative lawmakers rejected a host of new culture war proposals in the legislature.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
The bill banning rainbow flags. Did I read that article last month? I think I did. There was a bill banning rainbow flags from public buildings. Why, that sounded like a sure bet. State Rep. David Barrero, the legislature sponsor, argued that it was needed to prevent school children from being subliminally indoctrinated. For what? To be gay? What do you want to indoctrinate them for? To be like David Barrero? That rationale echoed other measures championed by Ron DeSantis as part of the war on woke. But instead of sailing through the Republican-dominated legislature, the DeSantis-backed bill died a quick legislative death.
Oh!
Making it only as far as one subcommittee. I'm hoping that other one does, too. People are getting sick of this shit. It wasn't the only culture war proposal from the conservative lawmakers to end up in the bill graveyard during the session that ended Friday. One rejected bill would have banned the removal of Confederate monuments. There really aren't any. Another would have required transgender people to use their sex assigned bro.
Oh!
It would have required transgender people, and they wrote this wrong. it would have required everyone to use their sex assigned at birth on their driver's license. Even straight people. That's what they said. Everybody. A third proposed forbidding local and state government officials from using transgender people's pronouns. Oh, God damn it. Some of those ideas have come up in the past and may surface again next year, but the fact is that the bills failed. This marks a change from the days when GOP supermajority in Tallahassee passed nearly everything the governor asked for. Florida has firmly cemented itself in recent years as ground zero for the nation's culture wars. The Sunshine State is the birthplace of the parental rights group Moms for Liberty.
On Monday, the chairman of Florida's Republican Party was ousted because he was under criminal investigation for sexual assault. Yes, no one under investigation for sexual assault should be chairman of the Florida Republican Party. They should be the Republican nominee for president. And here, you okay? You all right? Here's what happened. The chairman, Christian Ziegler, and his wife, Bridget, decided to spice up their marriage by inviting in another woman, which is fine. No judgment, except a lot of judgment, because Bridget is a conservative activist who has promoted anti-LGBTQ policies and co-founded the right-wing group Moms for Liberty. Yeah. Which explains the Moms for Liberty slogan, it's not Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve and sometimes Sandra from Hot Yoga. Limber Sandra. She brings her own mat. Here's how the alleged sexual assault happened. Last fall, the threesome had a scheduled encounter but had to cancel because Ziegler's wife was sick. Ziegler wanted to move forward with the meetup and is said to have refused to take no for an answer when the other woman declined to have sex with Mr. Ziegler, explaining she was mostly in for her. It's gotta hurt to be in a three-way and find out you're the shemp. No, for my younger viewers out there, that's a reference to the Threesome Stooges. Thank you.
That's right, as they're doing a sizzle lock with each other. The original law restricting LGBTQ discussion in classrooms, one of the strictest abortion laws in the country, and a legislation that led to banning of books more than any other state in America. And that's just what the Three Stooges were doing on my last show. Parents and others have organized protested school book bans. Abortion rights advocates gathered enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot in... Oh, that's good news. This is nice. We're going to have that on the ballot in November. A bill that would have established fetal personhood. Yeah, like Mrs. Pissy or Alabama. That even didn't make it to a vote. Wow. Judges who are canceling some of DeSantis' marquee laws, including Stop Woke Act... A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Court ruled Monday that the law exceeds the bounds of the Constitution, First Amendment right, and freedom of speech. Even the governor recently admitted the state might have gone too far to remove certain books from the school shelves. You shouldn't remove any books from the school shelves. Suggesting on book challenges that should be tweaked to prevent bad actors from having too much influence. Get the fuck. Leave the books alone. We should not be banning or burning books in this country at all. Anywhere. Democrats and DeSantis critics say the laws the governor pushed will continue to shape public life in Florida for years to come. Yeah. And they don't expect a Republican supermajority in a state house suddenly abandon conservative causes. But they do sense a shift. When his presidential race ended, I think a lot of his influence and power died at the same time, said Chevron Jones, who I had the pleasure of having a conversation with. Great guy. And I think that people in Florida and across the country, including Republicans, are starting to see that the culture wars are getting us nowhere. In the past year, the Florida GOP has been rocked by a sex scandal involving the party chairman. And in fighting between DeSantis and Trump. The legislative seat flipped blue in January, and then Democrat Tom Keene defeated his Republican rival, a conservative school board member who raised more than twice the money. Promised to fight the woke agenda. Good. Keene campaigned on lowering property insurance rates and protecting access to abortion. You know something? That's not in the news. We've got, I think Florida has the highest home insurance rates in the country. It's gone up 150% here. And who's looking out for us? Nobody. Many lawmakers credit Republican Senate President Kathleen Passidomo for some of the shift. Passidomo stopped several culture war bills from progressing in the Senate, including one that would have punished local officials who oversaw the removal of Confederate monuments. Where? Must be up north Florida somewhere, because I don't see any of those here. DeSantis strongly supported the bill, arguing that it's problematic to apply a hyper-woke 21st century. You're such an asshole, DeSantis. You fucking retard. It's totally appropriate for the legislature to say, you know what? We're going to stop this madness, DeSantis said at a news conference. You started the madness, you stupid fuck. Said at a news conference in Jacksonville, 2 months after the city pulled down a controversial Jim Crow era monument called Women of Southland, which, okay. Among the public speakers who supported the monuments bill at a Senate hearing was a man who said he wanted to protect Confederate statues to push white culture, white supremacy. Why, you know something? White people are getting mighty sick of you white supremacist white assholes, including me. We're just fucking had it with you. Democrats walked out at a meeting, good, while Republicans on the committee, some of whom visibly recoiled at the white supremacy remarks, approved the bill. But Passidomo refused to bring it to the full Senate. Oh, good for you.
Oh!
I'm not going to bring a bill to the floor that's so abhorrent to everybody. The Senate she's almost human. The Senate president also rejected most of the 10 bill priorities the state Republican Party outlined in a legislative wish list, saying the party didn't dictate what lawmakers should do. DeSantis didn't respond to a request for comment, but said Friday at an end-of-session news conference that he was satisfied with what was passed for the year. Yeah, that's right. We're done. We have a 2-month period at the beginning of the year where they do all this shit, and then call for a special session, which he does that a lot. DeSantis did see some priorities pass. The legislature approved the law that the governor pushed prohibiting sleeping in public. and the ban on... Well, how's that woke? You got to wake them up. And a ban on food products cultivated in a lab from animal cells. Okay. Whatever that is. Even DeSantis' budget request faced pushback this year. The governor wanted an additional $5 million for his controversial migrant relocation program, but lawmakers only agreed to current spending levels. He also tried to add $57 million, or as Trump would say, million, towards a recently reestablished Florida State Guard. Yeah, that's for his private army. Legislators signed off on a lower amount, $18.5 million. What we saw this session was that bills were either DeSantis ideas or retreads from last year and really didn't get anywhere, House Minority Leader Fentrese Driscoll said. I think in large part because DeSantis has lost steam. Good. He lost it on the national stage and he got spanked. And then if you listen to my show from a year ago or any of my shows while he was running or before he ran, I was saying, how's this guy? Have you seen him? Have you watched him in public? Not a chance, this guy. He has no personality. He can't speak. He's terrible. He has a upper lip sweat. And a bold and Republicans in the legislature don't feel like they have to go along to get along with this guy anymore. Well, let's hope you're right. Parents of Miami-Dade County founded Moms for Liberty, or Moms for Libros, The Florida-based group promoted DeSantis. Yeah, Moms for Libros, Moms for Books. Yeah, these are the assholes that banned the books in the south part of this state. Why am I hearing about that? Oh, because the book banning and book burning. The vagueness of the laws have led to full-blown censorship, and people now see what's happening in real time. People, those who voted for DeSantis the first time he ran for governor in 2018, they're getting tired of this woke this and woke that. Yeah. Bad news. DeSantis nonetheless scored a victory with the U.S. District Court judge in Florida. He sided with him over the Walt Disney Company in January in regards to the state takeover of the entertainment giant's special taxing district. But even with that win, the consequences of the feud have been far-reaching, with the company canceling plans to build $1 billion employee campus in Florida. You fuck up. Stop fucking around, Ronnie. That's enough of that. I'm not going to read the whole article, but say, there's a little bit, you know, like an eyeglass dropper of good news. Coming up, we turn the clock back to November 6th, 1965. And what I'm going to do is cut these short like the KTEL 100 Hits album. I'm going to slice these songs in half and maybe just play pieces of them, because I only have so much time to play 40 songs. I might not get through them all. So this time, I'm going to start from number one and descend from there, because I'm not going to have time to play them all. But it'll give you an idea. Again, what I always try to put across is that we no longer have this kind of variety, this gift. We don't have this anymore. And bear in mind that the songs I'm about to play, even the pieces of them, this was the basis for an oldie station for a long, it's not anymore. But if you're going to put an oldie station on, you would get a list of like these songs here. And that's how you start an oldie station. But what I'm going to do is the ones I personally like, I'm going to play them through. Okay. And then I'm just going to segue song to song. So we're going to take it from there. And we're going to kick it all off with The Toys. Number one on November 6, 1965, Lover's Concerto.
Just to fall
in at number two. Yeah. Mr. Stones.
I live on the
palm
of the
99th
floor of Ramla.
Okay.
Hey, you can offer my class.
All right.
Hey, you can offer my class.
Okay.
Don't hang around for
music.
From Boca, Brittany.
Music.
More music.
The Vogues at number three.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way. Get you, I love you more each day.
Some more?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone you could offer more. Now I'm the lonely one. I knew you when you were just a scared little girl. I used to be your only love before you came up in the world.
Countdown from November 6, 1965.
Thank goodness it's finally
Brittany Summers on the Brit Summers Show.
Here's Leon Russell on keys for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Yeah, I think I'm going to squeeze my bit in this one.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you?
I don't know.
Over a chair could be a girl or guy. As long as there's not too much hair, then it should feel fine. Every time I see a brown eye smiling, I'm riding from behind and slipping and sliding. The only thing that shrinks me down from getting hard is when the other one farts. Bend over the chair, I don't care, spread your legs apart. Bend over the chair, I don't care, spread your legs apart.
Boca Brit, and this is the Brittany Summers Show.
This one you may not be familiar with, the Nightcrawlers and Little Black Egg.
The Brit Summers Show at thebritsummershow.com.
Go, go!
Do these girls need an introduction?
No!
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're
you'll notice, I'm not playing, well, maybe I will play a Beatles song. We all know what they did. There's so many great songs. This is like the launching pad for an oldies station. Songs are probably really sick of hearing if you're my age. For the younger generation, these are great songs that you're never going to hear it. Thank you, everyone, for contributing to my show. And especially, there is a special show for you, Ernie, right here So that's my way of thanking you for all the years of support. Now, Ernie's favorite requested comedy bit of mine is Dance With No Pants On. Now, I've done this before where I played the original song along with my comedy bit, which is a pretty close match. And here it is at number 7, dropping up from number 6 the week before. Keep On Dancing by the Gentrys.
I'm shaking round the wonder world. Watch how it wiggles when I jerk. It's waving and wagging. I like to watch it lobbing up and down. I shake my legs with my happy feet to make my button mushroom work. Go dancing with no pants on. Come on, let's go dancing with no pants on. Come on, everybody take your pants off now. My wee wee's in motion. Now do you like it when I swing it around? Yank it, baby. And let me show you how it works.
This is the Brit Summers Show.
Taking it easy now with Barbara Lewis.
I'm gonna kiss you in a special way. Make me your baby. I'll find a way to please you. Make me.
little Jimmy Dickens. And this was the novelty song for that year.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket, in his tin cup I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "In the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May you wipe the flag with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us." And as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes.
Get all kinds of variety, like I was telling you. One extreme to another. Here's the incomparable Fontella Bass.
Brit Summers Show.
While we're at it, the Castaways. A little bit ahead of their time, but I'm certain they had Don Trump in mind when they wrote this one.
Like, by it. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Four seasons, hanging on to it.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go, girl, we got a lot. Got a lot of love between us. Hang on, hang on, hang on to what we've got.
What I discovered going through these surveys that I didn't know existed, but I'll tell you who it is on the other side. Have fun guessing who it is.
Grass is green, like I've never seen. Sky above was never so blue.
Yeah, it's a great song, and I never knew. So thank you for that, Neil Sedaka. You know who this is. I'm just glad Trump didn't have him deported. You think he'd be stupid enough to have Herb Alpert deported?
Yes.
See, Herb, that Mexican hat is going to get you in all kinds of trouble. That's going to be all I can do this week. That's all I can fit in. I mean, just not enough time. And that was the best I could do it. I hope you liked it. I'm sorry I couldn't get around to all of them. Maybe the next time, I don't know. I'll just hang on to them. I've got loads of mega hits to play at another time. And until the next time, this is Britt Summer saying...
The media is sick and needs help badly.